Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies Hello. And gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on May 21st, 2015. Voted Best Local Radio Show in the Daily Breeze Reader Choice Poll 2014. And Jackie, how did we do this year?
I don't know. I haven't gotten the results yet.
We're going to have to check those results.
I'll check them today.
We're certainly looking for a repeat. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate. For more information, visit their website at academyofforeignlanguages.com, or call 310-975-4133. That's 310-975-4133. You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show.
Okay.
Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I am doing well this morning, Joe. How are you?
Good. Aurelio, we can hear background noise and people talking to you and dogs barking. So, if you have a mute button when someone comes in the door or the dogs start barking, you can use that. But
no dogs in the house, so that's good.
good. So one of the things that's so important to small business, and Jackie, we've talked about this a great deal on the Friday show, the Manhattan Beach 360 show, is about networking. You just really have to get out of your bubble.
Yes, absolutely.
Don't you? And there's so many great organizations. One of the premier organizations is BNI. I forget what that stands for, but BNI is an old organization started by Ivan Meissner. It's a very well-respected networking group, and you do get business from participating in BNI, but it's like $360 a year.
Yeah.
It's once a year seems, it's less than a dollar a day, as they often put it, but it's still $360. But there are cheaper, but still very effective alternatives, aren't there, Jackie?
Yes, there are.
Jackie, who's our guest today?
Our guest this morning is Aurelio Matucci. Aurelio is a real estate broker and operates a brokerage with over 30 agents right here in Torrance. He is also the founder of the Unified Small Business Alliance, an organization that has grown to over 1,500 South Bay small business members since October of 2014. That's only about 6 months. The organization holds monthly roundtable discussions and networking mixers, providing the opportunity to make valuable business connections. Aurelio believes in the American dream and lives his life helping others achieve their goals. He always says, it's great to have dreams, but you can't be successful without a plan to go along with it. So this morning, we're going to discuss the Unified Small Business Alliance, its mission and role in the community, and the concept of the American dream from a South Bay perspective. Aurelio, welcome to the program. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you. Besides having having some technical difficulties this morning, I think we're on.
I think we are. And it's wonderful having you on. And I have to say, I'm amazed by your success And it's really phenomenal to have such a large and vibrant group and group on Facebook and so forth, very vibrant, lots of participation, and in such a short time. So tell us, where did you first get the idea of the Unified Small Business Alliance?
Well, you know, in all fairness, the concept, even though it's only about 6 months old, the amount of work that's behind it, it goes back about 4 years. Yeah, so basically, you know, I do commercial real estate mainly for, I guess, to make a living. And during the last 4 years, I've just been visiting door-to-door businesses because I actually get business out of it. So the whole concept of getting people together really started about 4 years ago. I never really thought it would actually become an organization to where I would, you know, hold meetings and stuff. So so basically thousands of people later, I think I visited over 4,000 small businesses in the South Bay area in person. And I have basically drawers full of business cards, and I wanted to do something with it, and I just started putting them in a database.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so now you have a database of business owners, and you decided to have a party.
Yeah, then we decided to have our first round table. Well, just to go back a little bit, I think it was October 17th of 2014 is when we actually did our inauguration event. And there we, you know, we kind of just asked around and see what people like and want to do. And we did take a survey of about 100 small businesses to see what best times they were available. And it turns out 6 p.m. or after 6 p.m. is when small business owners are best available. And we had our first event, and our first round table. We call them round tables because of the seating arrangement. But, yeah, we had about 30 people show up to that. Of course, it was our first one, so we had to work really hard on trying to get attendance just because people didn't know us. And seems to be working out pretty well now.
Now, this is very interesting because, as I mentioned, there's lots of networking groups that charge, you know, for membership, and they use that money to put on these events that they have, which are very, you know, very elaborate. And there's still a monthly meeting that's sort of a networking meeting, but then there's a big event every year or something like that. That's where the money goes, if not back to the home organization, because these are kind of franchise, like BNI, where some part of that money goes back to a home organization. But every dime that people spend with USBA, the Unified Small Business Alliance, stays right here in the South Bay. But then again, you don't charge that much, do you?
Well, actually, we're free. We're a free organization. And one of the first questions that people ask me is, well, how do you make it free? I mean, who pays the bills? We do have what we call event sponsors. And the whole idea really behind it is, you know, I kind of got tired. I belong to so many darn local organizations that, I mean, they're great. I think everybody has something great to offer. I've been to many BNI. I know you mentioned BNI. I think they're a great organization, but they may not be for everyone. You know, besides the financial aspect of it, I know certain organizations have different times that they meet. Some people meet at noon, some meet at early morning. I just wanted to be one of the organizations that's free for everyone and show up as you please, so there's no attendance requirement. And also something that would actually be after hours instead of during the day. And just, you know, like I said, we took a survey. Over 70% of the people that we've asked preferred late evening, so after 6 p.m. usually.
Right. I already love it. I mean, that's certainly true about the other paid networking groups. They do meet during the day, either in the morning or in the afternoon, but it's never in the evening. And I've often wondered about that, because I've often wondered if the membership were asked if they wouldn't want to meet at a different time.
Yeah, you know, Joe, you mentioned BNI, and there are a lot of other organizations, but like the local chambers,
right,
is the same thing. You know, they're business based to connect people and to promote business in their communities. But again, the membership fees, and a lot of them do luncheons. You know,
right.
You know, monthly mixer meet and greet luncheons and stuff like that. But yeah, what I like about this one is that it's very informal. You know, there's no fees. You know, you don't have to. I don't know, Aurelio, do you have to register or sign up someplace?
We do. We have a we have two ways of signing up. One is obviously on, you know, pen and paper. We have a sign up form, or we have a electronic. Right now, our sign up sheet is through our Facebook fan page,
right.
Which is if you go through Facebook, you do not have to be a Facebook member. We have it open as a public page, so you could just type in Unified Small Business Alliance on the search engine, and you'll find our Facebook fan page. There, right there on the navigation bar, you'll see a sign up, and it's all done electronically. We add you automatically to the database. And as of right now, we have over 12,000 in the database and about almost 1,600 members. Of course, being a free membership, it's really hard to say no to joining. And we are pretty active in the community, in the sense that we do have a door-to-door campaign. We have a few individuals within the organization that volunteer their time to, get business members for the USBA, and B, promote their own business. So it's kind of like a win-win.
Right.
It sounds very democratic. You know, it sounds very democratic. Anybody can join. It's open to anybody. It's all right there. Very what's the word, everybody?
Egalitarian.
Transparency.
Transparency. Yes.
Yes.
So now we know that you meet once a month. Is that right?
We meet once a month in every area. We've expanded to Gardena, Lomita. We're opening up a chapter in Long Beach, downtown LA. All within the next 2 months, the Long Beach and downtown LA should be up and running.
Right. Downtown LA.
Yeah, downtown LA, we found a great venue. It's amazing how a lot of people are just, you know, hey, well, I want to host a roundtable. I want to host a roundtable, because we do promote to quite a bit of individuals. And, hosting an event, is you're not sponsoring it, but you're giving us a location for free. And every time I have one of these meetings, I always emphasize the fact that it's free for everyone, because one paid. So obviously we do care very much about our sponsor, because even though our sponsorship, for instance, is $200 for an event, and we actually buy the food with it too. And eating anywhere from 50 to 80 business owners can get prices. So a lot of times we spend a good amount of that, a good chunk of that money for food and drinks, but it's a great way to get people together. Everybody has a good time, and looks like people are not just networking, but they're actually getting business out of it. So that's really ultimately what we want to do, is help small businesses grow. And I like to emphasize the fact that we do cater mainly for the businesses that are 1 to 10 employees. So when we say small business, we mean like ultra small. You know, pretty much the mom and pops.
Okay. Wow, that's interesting. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is really unique, and we'd really like to know a lot more about how it's organized and how people can get involved. We want to know the the website. What's the website address? I know it goes to the fan page, but what is it?
It's www, of course, and usba.club.
usba.club.
I've never heard that before, .club.
You know what? I guess it, I don't know if it's a new thing, but we registered it a couple months ago. And we just like the idea of a club because we're technically a club. And we're no membership club, I guess. And or a non-paid membership club, I should say. But, yeah, it's actually pretty nice. Right now it's being forwarded to, I guess, a splash page, or I think it goes to our fan page. But the site is actually built. Good friend of mine, Ryan Uno, he owns a print shop here in Torrance, and he actually donated the website. So we have a lot of great individuals that are pitching in, and they know it's a free organization, so they know that our funds are limited. But, you know, in life, I don't think everything's about money. It's about relationships, and that's what we're here to build.
Right.
That's interesting because somebody has to do all this organizing, right? So as you said, it's volunteers, right? So you're taking your time. You have other people taking their time that are organizing these things, that are finding the sponsors and, you know, going out and getting food and drinks and stuff like that. So there's no heavy end of, you know, paid employees, you know, like other organizations. They have full staffs to do this. So this is really grassroots.
You know, it is, and, you know, I know there's skepticals out there, and they'll say, you're doing it for yourself. And I'd say, you know what, absolutely, I am doing it for myself. If you think about it, everything we do in life, it's kind of like self-gratifying. It makes me feel good to help other small businesses grow. And at the same time, I am a small business owner myself, and I do get business out of the group. But that's the purpose of networking, is to try to build relationships and get business. So is there an invested interest? Of course. I get business, make new friends, and just a few thousand people at a time.
Joe, I got to tell you a funny story. When I first launched my website, you know, I was just into it a couple of weeks.
Right.
And initially I would post my links to different Facebook pages, you know, people I would think would be interested in what I was offering.
Yeah.
And there was some local South Bay page. I can't remember what the name of it was, but I posted and somebody complained and said, you know, you're just posting to this page to promote your website.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, exactly.
Exactly. That was the word.
You know?
What value are you offering, Jackie? Just posting to promote your website.
Yeah.
Self-serving.
So, I was like, I said, well, okay, that's kind of the point. And if you don't want me to post to this page anymore, I won't. And I didn't. You know?
Yeah.
Their loss. I have no idea what's going on in the South Bay now.
guys, you know, when I ran for office here in Torrance at last year's election, I did relatively well. I didn't win a seat, and I'm actually, part of me is really happy that I didn't win a seat because it gave me the opportunity to do this. What I've realized that you can't make decisions based on the few that complain or the few that don't like you. You have to make decisions based on the people that do believe in your mission, believe in what you are and what you do. And that's it. You have to make decisions based on that. And, you know, one time I had a similar situation where somebody complained about a post on Facebook because I guess it sounded self-serving, because promoting your website, I guess, is self-serving. And, you know, so I had stopped posting, and the administrator said, you know what, do not stop posting based on one complaint, because there's 99% of the people that actually enjoy your post. So, and that kind of opened my eyes to, you can't focus on the negativity around you. You have to really just focus on the people that do support you, and try to cater to them and not get bogged down because of negativity.
You know, that's so funny. That's, you know, Aurelio, I have a feeling you and I had the same situation with the same website. I'm not going to mention it. But there apparently was one person complaining, and I had the opposite thing. The administrator said, you know, please stop doing all these posts. People are complaining. And I said, do you see how many thank yous I get on this?
Yeah.
I said, what, are there one or two people complaining? And you want me to stop because of one or two people? Yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
I know.
Yeah.
Wow. This is amazing.
Whatever. That's why we do our own thing once in a while, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
This is amazing. We're talking with Aurelio Matucci of the Unified Small Business Alliance. You're listening to the South Bay, ladies and gentlemen, the South Bay Show. And we are talking about networking. And we're talking about the very thing that most small businesses should be doing on a regular basis, but don't do. Maybe this is the organization for you. If you'd like to call in and you have a comment or a question, we'd love to have you. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. We'd also like to thank a sponsor at this time. Jackie, who do we want to thank today?
Well, Joe, you know it's never too early to begin planning your financial future. When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, certified public accountants and consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PV, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, the Torrance South Bay YMCA, Rotary, and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it, whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer. The partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For more information, visit the website at www.bcws.com. or call 310-542-0011.
All right. Yes. You have to have accounting. You know, Aurelio, you know, your three professionals that every small business person needs is a good lawyer, a good accountant, and a good insurance agent.
Can I add one?
What?
Everybody needs a good tailor. I'd like to get a little history. I really would like to get a little history from Aurelio, because his family has quite a presence here in the South Bay, and I'm not sure of the relationship, so maybe you could tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, my, for those of you, obviously, you know my father, Joseph Matucci. He has the tailor shop down on Pacific Coast Highway in Sapphire. But, yeah, he's been there, I don't know, a few decades, and he used to be on Hawthorne and Torrance Boulevard for a few decades more. But, yeah, we've been in the area quite a long while. My brother and I had started a company called Matucci Plumbing. I eventually detached from that and did my own thing, and now I'm in real estate, and like many other thousands in the area. And my brother still has a plumbing company, and my sister and dad run the tailor business. So that's what we do.
Wow.
Yeah, we should add plumber probably to the list of things, Joe.
My brother's out of Gardena, but he does work pretty much everywhere. And
without a good plumber, life is, let's just say, life is horrible.
Life is less pleasant. That's for sure.
Without
you know, something funny, when I first moved down here, you know, my husband is from this area, and when I moved down here, one of the first things, he's like, oh, you got to go to Matucci. We go to Matucci Taylor. So I've been going in there for 25 years more.
Mm.
Now,
wow.
You know, whenever something done. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and,
wow,
and
you
I
must
understand
have been,
that
what, 5 years old when you started going, huh?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I was five.
John likes them young.
and from what I understand, I don't know if they still do it, but doesn't your dad belong to an Italian group, a local Italian group?
That group had dissolved. It was the South Bay Italian Club, it used to be called. And they were there in Sepulveda, right across the street from the Madrona Marsh. They had bought a strip center together with a group of, I think, about 32 Italian guys. But, you know, everybody wants to be the boss, and you know how things go. kind of dissolved. But we do belong to the Sons of Italy here in Torrance, and they're a great organization. And, you know, it's a small group, but it's a very well-established organization, and it's really about Italian culture, not necessarily being Italian. You know, there's a lot of, non-natives or, you know, third, fourth, fifth generation Italians that are part of it too. So,
yeah, I belong to an Italian group too. It's through my school because I've been studying it for about 9 or 10 years now. And we get together and we do, and it's local, it's South Bay, and we get together and do everything from, we do, obviously, food is involved. We go to a lot of the local Italian restaurants, but we go to the opera, and we go to Italian movies, and the Italian Cultural Center, up on the west side, and yeah.
Yeah, well, a few years back, we started doing Italian classes at our office, at the real estate office. And we still do it once or twice a week. We have Federica Campagnari that comes in and does Italian classes at our office. For people that want to learn more about Italian culture, there's a lot of great organizations out there.
Wonderful. Well, this is the thing, Aurelio. Most business owners are still, quite, disorganized when it comes to networking, are not quite together when it comes to networking. Some are, some aren't. Many join chambers of commerce as one of their first experiences at business networking. Obviously, chambers of commerce do their best and do a wonderful job to the degree that they can, but there are, there's always a need for more networking, just like there's always a need for more business.
I always tell everyone that, they shouldn't quit anything, say, oh, I found you, I'm going to quit the chamber. Oh, I found you, I'm going to quit BNI. Oh, I'm going to quit this. You don't need to quit anything. The USBA is just a small piece of the puzzle, just like the chamber is a small piece of the puzzle, just like BNI is a small piece of the puzzle. I think follow-up is also a key factor. A lot of times we meet people and we just kind of store the business card in our drawer and call it a day. So it does take cultivating, you can't just think that you're going to go to one meeting and walk away with 20 leads and 3 deals. Have to, constantly be part of it and make sure that people trust you enough to give you their business.
Absolutely.
Yeah, going back to this, I wanted to ask you about now. So you have these monthly roundtable discussions, and so how does it work? Because I've seen photos, of about 80 people, sitting around a room. How does it work? Do you get up and introduce yourself and just explain the purpose of the USBA and then allow people to get asked questions, or is it a forum for people to say, I imagine that businesses, business owners will say, hi, I'm so-and-so, I own the dry cleaner down the block and, that sort of thing. How does it work? Or are there a lot of, bitching sessions? How does it work?
Well, depending on how many people show up, we format how much time you have. So sometimes we might have groups of only maybe 40 people that show up. So we'll give them up to a minute to introduce themselves. Basically, from 6 p.m. to 6:45, that's our opportunity to introduce yourselves. And I always invite people to basically state their name, their company name, and what they're looking for, or what they're willing to give, or whatever. And so within 30 seconds, upwards of a minute, depending on how many people show up, you get to do your little quick introduction. After that, we have our sponsor. We give our sponsors 5 minutes to speak about their company and hand out flyers and goodies and whatever else they want to bring. And then I do my little 5-minute spiel in the middle. And after that, it's really the fun portion of it really starts around 7 p.m. That's when everybody gets up. We move the chairs back, and that's when I invite everybody to spend about 30 seconds with each person and just exchange cards and shake hands and do the follow-up later. I always emphasize, do not, sit there and talk for half an hour to the same person and not here. You can meet for coffee. Today you're here to meet as many people as you can in one room, and it gets pretty loud, it gets pretty fun, and usually by 7:30, 7:45, we wrap up the official meeting, but people hang out till about 9, it seems like. People are just having a good time, very, very non-formal. We do have a set schedule that we follow, but we don't have, any kind of dress codes, or just bring about 50 to 80 business cards, and you'll be in good shape.
Wow, that's simple.
Yeah, we keep
That's
it
that's
simple.
it sounds effective too. I love the concept of meeting as many people as possible, almost like speed dating, but doing the follow-up later. That's very, very key.
Yeah, you don't,
And
most people walk away with, it's really hard to get through the whole room, especially if it's a big group, but most people will walk away with about 20 to 40 business cards, depending on how effective you are in working the room. There's no rude way of approaching somebody. I always tell people, just walk up to them, hand them your card, exchange cards, follow up later. Don't even worry about hellos and goodbye. If you want to, if they're talking to somebody else, don't be shy. Tell them, just walk up, hand a card. It's not about chit-chatting. It's about exchanging information that half hour. And it turns out that it's a pretty effective way of I guess, exchanging information.
Amazing.
So.
The all-important database.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But
Well,
you gotta use that database.
I am certainly joining. I am certainly joining,
Right.
and look forward to the next meeting. When is the next meeting, Aurelio?
Well, we have different kinds of events. We have our roundtables, which by far have been our, I guess, most popular, just because we have about 3 a month right now, in different areas, obviously. Torrance is once a month. It's usually the third Wednesday of the month is for Torrance. The first Thursday of the month is in Lomita. And let's see, we have June 10th. It's going to be our first one. Not our first one in Gardena, but it's our first one in Gardena in conjunction with the city of Gardena. So we actually partnered up with the city of Gardena to cross-promote our event. So it should be pretty fun. We have a beautiful lady. Her name is Yvonne Mallory. She's the head of the economic development department there, and she reached out to us, and we embraced the relationship tightly because, I mean, it's very important to work with local government and make sure they understand that small businesses are struggling and they do need their support. And we're just trying to really just trying to connect the dots.
Right.
Gardena, one of my favorite restaurants of all time. You've got to get them to sponsor one of your events. Can you guess what it is?
Is it Italian? This
You
is
got
a
it.
choice. Of
Yes.
course, yeah.
Joe, have you been there yet?
No. Tell me about
that. Oh, Joe.
Very authentic. Very authentic food. Very authentic.
Yes. Yeah. It's a great restaurant. It's in Gardena. Actually, they have a couple of locations in Gardena now.
Well,
there's
one is in Gardena on Crenshaw. Yeah, that's good restaurant. The other one's actually Gardena PO. They're actually not in the city of Gardena, but it's still Gardena address. That one's on Broadway and 154. I guess I know that place a little well, too well.
Yeah. No, Joe, you know what I love about it? The first time my husband took me there, because he'd been going there for years. He'd stop in and eat lunch, and he'd been telling me about it. He finally took me over there one night, and we're driving, and we're in this industrial area. It's like, 7 o'clock at night. Yeah. There's not a person on the street. Everybody's closed for business. It's a bunch of industrial warehouses. And I'm like, where are you taking me?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you come on Broadway, and all these cars are parked. And I'm like, this is so weird. And it's, it's not a, like a traditional restaurant. They produce food there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a cheese factory. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a factory, and they serve food there.
Right.
Okay. So the setting is completely unique, and the food is fabulous.
Okay.
You're basically eating in an industrial warehouse.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, great, great, great pizzas, pastas. Yeah, you're getting me hungry now.
Okay.
Yeah, no, after the show, we'll all have to run out and eat now, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and you can buy stuff there. You sit down to eat, and then they also sell the stuff that they produce there. They have cheeses and pastas, and then of course they have like a bakery area and gelato.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all made there.
Gelato. Yeah.
Well, I haven't been there, but it's people may be listening to us and thinking, what's the accent? Italian is EATALIAIAN cafe.com. ItalianCafe.com is one place. Right?
Right.
Yes.
Italian.
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 Oh, yeah. It's, or as my dad would say, eat Italian. It's like, no, it's just Italian.
awesome. Wow.
A lot of great places in the South Bay. I mean, we're really blessed to be in the South Bay. I mean, we have such a great variety of everything. I mean, everything.
Right.
If
you
want
to know something, you said that you do stuff a lot in Lomita. I recently switched gyms, for lack of a better word, and the new place I'm going to is over in Lomita. And so now I'm spending a lot of time in that area, and as I drive to and from every day, I'm seeing all of these restaurants, and I'm like, I've got to try some of these. I'm dying to stop into Capicola Sandwich Company. I haven't been in there yet.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Very, very good.
You,
yeah.
Well, actually, our next meeting, our next roundtable, I should say, is June 4th at Continental Gourmet. I don't know if you've been there. It's
Continental Gourmet,
Yeah, well, actually, that's where our next meeting is, June 4th at 6 p.m. We got free empanadas for everyone. Anybody that shows up, free empanadas.
Everybody raves about the empanadas, yeah.
Yeah.
Sergio.
I think you know Sergio. I think I saw you working out one time with him, yeah. But, great location, and he's nice enough to he blocks off the whole restaurant area for us, and it's once a month, and they do such a great job, so. And again, it's sponsored, so it's free empanadas for everyone except one. Somebody has to pay, right?
Exactly. Wow.
Sergio can have all the empanadas he wants, all right?
Well, is it that time, Jackie?
Yes, it is. Look, the hour is flying by.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with Aurelio Matucci of the Unified Small Business Alliance and other things. We'll talk about his real estate business, and we'll just talk with him some more when we come back. But right now, we have to take a station break. Jackie?
No, it's the weekend guide.
It's the weekend guide.
It's the weekend guide.
Yeah. What's going on around town?
Well, I just want everybody to know that today's weekend guide that went out this morning is the 200th edition.
Wow.
Yep, 200th edition of the South Bay by Jackie Weekend Guide is today.
Right.
All right, so Riviera Village Business Improvement District hosts the Village Monthly Mixer tonight, Thursday, May 21st, at Hennessy's from 6 to 8 p.m. All who live, work, and enjoy Riviera Village are welcome to attend. It's a great opportunity to mix and mingle and get to know others in the area. The event is going to take place on the back patio, and there's no cover charge. For additional information, you can call Hennessy's. Hennessy's Tavern is located at 1712 South Catalina Avenue in Redondo Beach. And, you know, I don't normally put this in the weekend guide, but I really like this guy. Tomorrow night is the start of Memorial Day weekend. Head to St. Rock, kick back with your beverage of choice, and get groovy with Jack Tracy and his ukulele from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. For additional information, you can visit the Facebook event page. St. Rock is located at 142 Pacific Coast Highway in Hermosa Beach. I don't know if either of you are familiar with Jack, but he's been playing around the area. He plays down at Barney's Beanery and St. Rock and several other local places, and he's just got a real unique sound. And I find it very beachy, you know, so I'm giving him a little shout-out there for tomorrow night.
All right.
All right, so this event is for anyone that looks at art and thinks, I can do that. Gallery H is proud to present an artist talk and live art demonstration with Ben Zask on Saturday, May 23rd from 4 to 7 p.m. Ben is a Palos Verdes artist that specializes in working with found objects and converting them into original pieces of art. And our friend Gloria Placentia, she curated the exhibit. It's a free event for people of all ages. Kids need to be accompanied by an adult. And if you plan to attend, they'd like for you to RSVP on the Facebook event page. Gallery H is located at 12619 Hawthorne Boulevard in Hawthorne. Now, I went to the opening reception for that exhibit, and it's really, really good. And it's just what it sounds like. Ben, we met Ben. We spoke with Ben at length. He finds all sorts of interesting things, everything from buttons to driftwood to old boat parts and metal pieces and old toys, and he puts it together and makes these amazing, I don't know that they would be called a sculpture, but this amazing art. And I swear to God, my husband looked at this and he said, I can do this. and then I had visions of him. He's like, yeah, I got all sorts of nuts and bolts and things in the garage. And I had visions of him collecting a pile of stuff and sitting there and thinking, now what do I do with it? Well, anyway, that's what this artist talk and demonstration is about this Saturday. So I think it's going to be great. So if you're not busy, you should go and check it out. The Hermosa Beach Chamber of Commerce presents Fiesta Hermosa, Saturday, May 23rd through Monday, May 25th in downtown Hermosa Beach from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day. The largest arts and crafts fair in Southern California. It features over 300 artists, painters, photographers, ceramicists, jewelers, and sculptors, and more. There will be plenty of music, food, activities for the kid, and the charity beer and wine garden for adults. For more information, you can visit that website at fiestahermosa.net. I can't believe it just comes so fast. Buffalo Fire Department presents the monthly South Bay Open Blues Jam on Sunday, May 24th from noon to 4 p.m. The monthly jam session takes place the last Sunday of every month, and local musicians are encouraged to sit in. Enjoy great eats and drinks while listening to some rock and blues, and the best part is there's no cover charge. For additional information, you can call the Buffalo Fire Department at 310-320-2332, and they are located at 1261 Cabrillo Avenue in Torrance. You know, that sounds like so much fun. It's an open blues gym. You play an instrument?
Okay.
Just show up. Sit in. The Hermosa Beach Firefighters Foundation presents the 19th Annual Pancake Breakfast on Sunday, May 24th from 7:30 a.m. to noon at the fire station. This is a family-friendly event, and children of all ages are invited to join Hermosa Beach Firefighters, paramedics, and EMTs as they whip up their world-famous pancakes to benefit South Bay charitable organizations. You can eat breakfast in the firehouse, mix and mingle with the firefighters, sit in the fire trucks, and have photos taken with Sparky the fire dog. The event also features a silent auction raffle and entertainment. Tickets are $10 for adults and children 13 and older, and $5 for children ages 5 to 12, and free for children under 4. To purchase tickets, visit the website at hbfirefighters.org. Okay, so I mentioned it's Memorial Day weekend. If you plan to honor our nation's warriors this Memorial Day, I put together a list of local military memorial sites located throughout the South Bay. Official services are planned at most of them, so I put the links up. It's all on my website, so you can scroll down to your city and see what's going on. Now, one of the largest weekend events is the Memorial Day observance at the Veterans Memorial and Veterans Park in Redondo Beach at 1 p.m. on Monday, the 25th. It will include reflection and remembrance, music, commentary, and honors all those members of the armed forces. The keynote speaker is Lieutenant Colonel Norman Lawrence. The service is going to be followed by a barbecue picnic sponsored by the Redondo Elks Lodge in the Elks parking lot south of Lodge next to Veterans Park. The barbecue is free for all veterans and members of the military, police officers, and firefighters. A $5 donation is requested from all others. Now, if you plan to attend, call the Elks Lodge at 208-473-6626 to RSVP. You want to make sure there's enough food for everybody. And Veterans Park is located at 309 Esplanade in Redondo Beach. So those are just a few of the events taking place. So be sure to check the calendar links, Things to Do page, and daily blog posts on my website, southbaybyjackie.com, for details on these and other events happening throughout the South Bay. And a program note, tomorrow morning on the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, we'll be speaking with the three women responsible for the older adult programs offered by the City of Manhattan Beach. So that's tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. We had them on last year, Joe, and it was a great show, and it was very informative. We learned a lot.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. So
this is exciting, Aurelio. I mean, the idea, usba.club. People can go there. They can sign up. There's a sign up form right there in the middle at the top. You'll see a tab, sign up form. This idea can spread. I like it.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we have been working hard at it, and we are definitely looking for more attendance. And even though we actually had a roundtable last night. The Torrance Police Department came and did a presentation on a program called Business Watch. And we had about 63 business owners that came last night. And, we're always looking for new business owners that show up. Our goal is always 90% old, 10% new. So every meeting we're striving for 10% new attendance. And we've been doing very well with that. And, we're just having a good time with it. And, I'd like to also remind people that we don't have any boundaries. A lot of people ask me, so how are you any different than all the other groups or chambers? Well, first off, you're not writing us a check or giving us a credit card to be part of it. Second, we don't have a territory, even though we're predominantly South Bay. We have, I'd say about 90% of our membership is within, I'd say, a good 10-mile radius of Torrance. But, we do have people from Los Angeles, City of Los Angeles, Lancaster, Riverside, that are part of it. I've had people drive 3.5 hours to come to our meeting. I don't know why they would, but people do.
It was the empanadas.
I think it had to be the empanadas.
Yeah.
But we're just having a really good time, yeah.
I can tell you why, but I'm not sure that they got what they needed. But people are desperate for new and better networking tools. I talk all the time with other business owners who are just sort of running around like a chicken with their heads cut off, doing Facebook and Pinterest and Instagram, I can't even pronounce them all, and spending literally hours and hours a day on social media and just not getting the results that they want, because in person, obviously, networking can be very expensive.
Absolutely.
You're offering an alternative. That's why people drive 3 hours.
Yeah, and, you know, it's amazing because and the reason I say I really love to cater to the 1 to 10 employees is because usually they don't have a PR or social media department. They don't have the funds to be able to hire somebody that can go to these meetings. So I always like to cater around their needs and their schedule. And, you know, a lot of times people say, well, you know, I'm just too busy right now. I'm too busy to network. I don't have time for that. And I tell them, okay, so where do you get your clients from? Say, well, mainly referral. Okay, so let's backtrack. Let's find the root of that referral. And it usually turns out that they met somebody at a party. They went somewhere and they saw somebody that they kind of thought they knew. And it really boils down to that, you know, that face-to-face. Because you're not going to get referred if they've never met you. I mean, that's
right.
Just how it is. You know, when we say, you know, well, you know, I work on referrals, that's all fine and dandy. But, you know, at what point in time are those referrals going to dry up if you don't get out and actually let people know that you're still around? You know, I have to tell my dad, I have to remind my dad, just because he's been, you know, in business 30, 40 years, I don't even know, 70 years, I have no idea how many decades he's been in business. I go, not everybody has lived in the area as long as you've worked here. So you have to constantly get out, and he does a great job at networking. I think my dad's he could write a book on public relations, but you know, second grade education, that guy he's definitely a role model in my life, and you know, he's done very well for himself because he actually gets out there. But I also have to remind myself that I have to get out there. As much as I organize these events and I email thousands of people, every event I invite over 12,000 people. Every event, just to get
really?
60 people to show up. Yeah, every event, 12,000 people, plus over 12,000 people get invited. And, you know, so it's and I'm not talking about an email blast. I'm talking about either Facebook, individually emails, you know, from an email list. Also from, we have LinkedIn, we have quite a few thousand people on LinkedIn that we invite, and I think actually you and I are connected on LinkedIn and so on. But, you know, there's so many different ways of communicating that, it is very time-consuming. I find it fascinating. Though.
So I have a question now. The question is, you know, Aurelio, this is important. And like Ivan Meisner, who started BNI 30 years ago, how can this continue if you don't charge and if you don't create an organization that can carry on? Maybe, you know, you'll get tired of doing this incredible effort that you're doing, but that doesn't mean that the USBA should stop. So how are you going to ensure that it continues if you don't charge and create an organization around the concept?
Okay, well, that's a great question, and I think it's in a lot of people's minds. Is when Aurelio stops doing what he's doing, is it going to continue? The answer is absolutely yes. And we do have a page. It's not up yet, but we have a sponsorship page. And just like any other organization, just like you guys, myself, and everyone else, you always need money to operate. So we do have sponsorship opportunities. These sponsorship opportunities they vary anywhere from $65 a month, for scrolling logo plus social media mentions, up to $50,000 a year for corporate getaways. So we do have ways of actually bringing in revenue. We do have an expo that's a business expo that we're organizing. It'll be our second one. Our first one was in last December at the DoubleTree Hotel in Torrance. We had about 457 guests and 76 companies that were there. Obviously that makes a little bit of money. We have an expo right now it's November 18th at the Double Trio Hotel. We don't have the we have the date down, but we don't have the, I guess, the confirmation from the hotel to make sure that it's ours. But I guess it's penciled in at November 18th at the Double Tree in Torrance. So again, you know, we are working on different ways to bring in revenue. I definitely a stickler with the for the idea of no membership dues. You know, I truly believe that I don't think we should charge anyone to be part of our family. That's the way I look at it. You know, you don't charge your cousin to come over for dinner, right? I mean,
yeah, you know, yes, he does.
Do you really?
Yes, he does.
Oh,
that's why nobody comes over.
Right.
No, you know.
Well,
something,
I always felt that it's, you know, getting together should be free. Being part of our organization should be free. I know there's administrative costs and there's, you know, a lot of time that's spent behind inviting thousands of people. Social media eats up a good 20 hours a week for me. But, you know, I think in the end, if we, you know, start bringing in, and we're already bringing in some revenue, it'll be time to start hiring people to manage it so we can expand to different territories like Long Beach, Los Angeles, and who knows where. But, you know, I do believe in building a really, really strong foundation at the epicenter so that in order to build a good organization, you need to have a strong foundation. And I think we're during the process of actually building that foundation.
Wonderful.
You know, Joe, Aurelio is absolutely right about putting yourself out there. I can vouch for that. You know, I can vouch for that. I have to make an effort. I push myself to get out there and
right.
mingle and network. And you know something, people are receptive. You know, they are receptive. And almost every networking event I've gone to, my business has gained something from it.
Right.
You know, absolutely. So it absolutely works. You just have to make the effort to get out there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and you know, and I emphasize the follow-up. You know, make sure that when you do meet people that you get their information. You know, handing out business cards all fine and dandy, but collecting business cards is even better because now you have the opportunity to reach out and say, you know, hey, it was very nice meeting you. So it's a whole process. And I think there was a study that says that most individuals will not make a financial decision until the 12th contact. So I used to give up at three, like the three strikes you're out rule. I threw that out the window because most people will not make a decision within three contacts. So, you know, you just have to be persistent. You have to have a clear message of what you're going to say in 30 seconds and start building relationships. Last night I mentioned at the meeting, you're not going to meet a partner, get married, have kids, build a home all in one day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it takes time to build that relationship. So what it doesn't make it any different in the business world. Relationships are relationships. Whether they're romantic or business relationships, it takes time to cultivate. There has to be a certain level of trust. And I asked everyone, I go, what do you guys, any one of you guys know what kind of vehicle I drive? Nobody knew,
right?
Except one person, no. Because I guess they were in my car a month before. I drive a black Suburban. That's what I drive.
Right.
But
right.
My point is, if you don't know what I drive, then that means you don't know everything about me. You know, and I think those are the kind of things that we need to focus on: is get to know the people that you're trying to do business with. Focus on getting to know them. Because it's really much easier to know what you can sell somebody once you know what they need. But it takes time to develop those relationships.
I love it. I love everything I'm hearing. Aurelio, I just want you to take one more time, one more chance to give out the contact information for the Unified Small Business Alliance.
Yes, our website, which actually our new website actually should be launched today, so it's actually a pretty exciting day for me.
Yep.
We have sponsorship opportunities there, And that's A, I mean, I'm sorry, I was going to give you my email address. Well, actually, I'm going to start with that. If you want to contact me directly, my personal email is am@usba.club. And our website, usba.club. And right now, as of right now, if you punch it in, it should take you to either a splash page or I forget where it goes, to be honest with you. I think it goes to our fan page. But our Facebook fan page. But as
no, actually USBA.club goes to the splash page and you can actually enter your information right there.
Okay. So that's our splash page. So the actual website should be up and running by tonight. And like I said, you know, great relationships that I've built. I've met really just thousands of people within the last 6 months. And people are so giving. I mean, you know, there is hope for this world, and I really do think that the good always will overcome the bad, and we just really need to stick together. And I really do feel that the USBA has become just one big family, and I mean, people are actually starting dating within the group. I go, shut up! Are you kidding me? So there's really great relationships that are being built right under my nose. And that's very fulfilling in my life. And I think one way or another, I'll be able to possibly support my family in the future from the USBA, because we all need to take care of our finances too. Unfortunately, it takes money to live. And so the sponsorships, I think, are really going to help the organization sustain itself and also grow, because I do believe in small, you know, short little steps, but strong steps.
Well, it's been a joy and a pleasure having you on the show. Aurelio Matucci, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for inviting us. And, you know, if you want to come by any of our meetings and introduce your show, I think it's a great show. I do listen to you guys. And you guys are amazing, and I really appreciate for the invitation. It's great. We need all the exposure we can get.
Well, thank you very much, and of course, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. And Aurelio, you will get an email from Jackie. She'll send you a link and all that. So, but it's already on the Facebook page. I'm already in the group, so. That's all taken care
Very
of.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
we'll talk
the
soon.
The thing is, I sound like a mouse on the. So, all right, I'll help promote it. I really appreciate it again. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You. Talk to you soon. That's our show for today, ladies and gentlemen, and we will see you tomorrow for Manhattan Beach 360. Bye-bye.